before we begin, just allow yourself to settle. There's nothing you need to do right now except to listen and be present. You may even let your mind drift, letting your thoughts float like leaves on a stream, because this process doesn't require effort. In fact, the less you try, the more you allow. You've likely heard of the law of attraction, that what you focus on with feeling and intention, you begin to attract into your life. But there's a deeper truth found in the law of assumption, the idea that by assuming your desire is already fulfilled, you begin to live from that state. And from that state, reality begins to shift. Right now, you don't have to figure out how it works. You don't need to know when it will happen. All you need to do is trust that something within you already knows the way. You're simply tuning into a version of yourself where wealth is already your natural state. So, go ahead and relax deeply. Let the conscious mind step back. Let your breath guide you inward, and allow the subconscious mind, the true creator, to begin its work. Now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you can gently drift into a state where manifestation becomes effortless, and transformation begins from within. You don't have to do anything special right now. You don't need to try to focus or try not to, because the most powerful changes often happen when you're not trying so hard. They happen when we let go of control and just allow. Now you're here for a reason. Something within you knows there's something to let go of. Old money beliefs, perhaps. Beliefs that were planted long before you even noticed. And just like a computer runs programs in the background, some of those programs are helpful and some are out of date. Today, we're just going to run a little internal update. Nothing you have to force, just a quiet cleaning, a quiet clearing, a gentle remembering of the truth you've always known. And perhaps now, you can allow your attention to soften, letting it drift like a leaf floating gently on a calm river. And if your mind wanders, that's perfectly fine, because the part of you that needs to hear this is already listening. And as your body finds comfort, you might begin to imagine a quiet place, a place where the world slows down, and you can finally just be. It might be a forest, or a beach, or a sunlit garden. And as you imagine yourself there, every sound, every breath can guide you deeper. Because as you relax, you remember what it's like to return home to yourself, to that place inside where change begins. And as you move along the path, you notice a lightness in your body, a slowing in your thoughts. Each step you take down into this garden of the mind takes you deeper into comfort, deeper into healing. That's it, like walking deeper into a forest, where every footstep silences the noise of the outside world. And that's all that's left. Your truth. There you go. You know, there's a story about a man in a small village who inherited a beautiful old house from a relative he barely knew. The villagers said, "That place has nothing but problems. You'd be better off tearing it down." But he was curious, so he went inside, and yes, the house was dusty, and the furniture was covered in sheets, and there were squeaky floorboards and cracked walls. But one day, while clearing a corner of the basement, he found a locked trunk. Inside was a box filled with gold coins, old money, forgotten wealth that had been hidden all along. And the man realized, sometimes people abandon things because they don't understand their value. And sometimes you have to go deep into the foundations of something to discover what was already meant to be yours. And I wonder what forgotten wealth you're about to discover in yourself. That's it. And just like that man, you're exploring the basement of the mind. Maybe you find an old ledger, a dusty list of beliefs you've been carrying far too long. Beliefs like, money is hard to get. I have to struggle to earn. There's never enough. But you don't need to argue with these beliefs. You can just notice them. And with a quiet smile, set them down. And something begins to happen when you do that. Your mind opens space for something new. Because money isn't really about paper and coins. It's about energy, flow, and trust. And when you release the old story, you invite a new one in. That's it. And there's another story about a mountain spring. This spring had always provided water to a nearby village. Clear, pure, abundant water. But one year, it slowed to a trickle. The villagers panicked. They thought the spring had dried up. But an old woman said, sometimes the spring doesn't dry up, it just gets blocked. So they followed the stream up the mountain and found that a tree had fallen. Debris had piled, and the water was still there. It just needed a little clearing. Once they removed the blockage, the spring flowed again. And it was even stronger than before. Your abundance is the same. It's not gone. It's not broken. It was simply blocked. But right now, as you listen, the clearing has already begun. And now that you've released the old, you can begin to install something new. You may begin to believe that money can come easily, that abundance is a natural part of your world, that you're already aligned with the flow of wealth and opportunity, that money is drawn to you, not because you chase it, but because you're ready to receive it. And perhaps now, you can feel the difference in your body, a lightness, a soft opening, as your subconscious gently begins to accept these new truths. I am worthy of abundance. Wealth flows to me easily. I release all guilt around receiving. I allow money to come to me from known and unknown sources. I trust in the process of prosperity. And every time you hear those words, even quietly, even in passing, your unconscious mind takes them in again, strengthening them, making them real. Because when you plant new beliefs in fertile soil and tend to them with relaxed attention, they grow, they flourish, and they transform everything around them. And now, I invite you to imagine a moment, not far from now, where something has shifted. You check your bank account and smile. You say yes to something you used to hesitate on. Or someone surprises you with a financial opportunity you didn't expect. And in that moment, you recognize the calm in your body, the clarity in your decisions, the comfort you feel around money. Because this is the new normal. You've become the kind of person who welcomes wealth, who holds it with ease, who lets it grow without resistance. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll come back to full awareness, bringing back everything you need, and leaving behind everything that no longer serves. 1, feeling energy returning to your body. 2, carrying with you these new beliefs and alignments. 3, feeling light, clear, and calm. 4, beginning to move and stretch. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and deeply grounded in your new wealth identity. That's it. Now, in the days ahead, you'll begin to notice subtle signs, a sense of flow, a solution showing up without struggle, an unexpected payment, a moment where fear used to be, and now there's space and there's peace. These are signs that the old roots are gone and the new growth is beginning. You're no longer repeating the old story. You're living the new one. You've cleared the roots. You've upgraded the program. And you're now tuned to receive abundance naturally, easily, fully.